So the topic today is how to resist the devil.
经文是在彼得前书第五章第五节到第九节。
And the scripture is in 1 Peter chapter 5, 5 to 9.
彼得前书 第五章第五节，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你升高。你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你。护要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找那可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
1 Peter 5:5-9 You younger men likewise be subject to your elders, and all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him.Because he cares for you. Be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world.
让我们来看第五章第八节后半句。
As we look at the later part of verse 8,
你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
那彼得说，魔鬼是我们的仇敌。
Peter said, the devil is our enemy.
他好像一只吼叫的狮子。
He is like a roaring lion.
遍地游行，寻找那些可以吞吃的人。
He prowls around and he seeks someone to devour.
那很多时候在先进社会的基督徒。
And many times in present day society.
不信这个魔鬼的存在。
There are Christians who do not believe in the existence of the devil.
可能是因为没有亲眼看过魔鬼的作为。
Maybe it's because they have not seen the work of the devil with their own eyes.
但是没有亲眼看过不代表魔鬼的不存在。
But without not having seen the work of the devil with your own eye does not mean that he does not exist.
那彼得说魔鬼不只存在。
Peter said not only does the devil exist.
他还到处寻找那些可以吞吃的人。
He prowls around seeking for those who he can devour.
那彼得前书是彼得写给小亚细亚这些信徒的一封信。
First Peter was a letter written by Peter to the Christians in Asia Minor.
那么当时这些信徒面对很大的迫害。
And at that time, the Christians were facing a lot of persecution.
大部分的信徒都活在这个苦难当中。
And most of the Christians live in difficult situations.
然后彼得劝勉这些信徒不只要在苦难当中做美好的见证。
Peter encouraged the Christians not only do they have to live to have a good witness while they are facing difficulty.
然后同时也提醒信徒要防备魔鬼。
He also alerted them to be prepared for the devil.
免得被魔鬼吞吃掉。
So that they will not be devoured by the devil.
在苦难当中的时候。
And in the midst of difficulty.
然后人会感到灰心。
Men may face depression.
Discouragement. 忧虑。
Worry.
那么甚至失去了这个盼望。
And even lost hope.
我当人处在这个苦难当中的时候，很容易受到魔鬼的攻击。
And when a person is facing difficulty, it is very, he falls easy prey to the devil.
被魔鬼利用。
To be used by the devil.
而中了他的诡计。
And to fall into his trap.
然后因此彼得在这里提醒这些信徒。
So Peter was reminding the Christians here.
要抵挡魔鬼。
To resist the devil.
所以在这段经文里面，我们看到四点彼得说我们要做的来抵挡魔鬼。
So in the scripture, we see four things that we must do to resist the devil.
所以第一点说，彼得说我们必须要谦卑啊，而且要彼此的顺服。
First off, Peter said we must humble ourselves and submit to one another.
他说第二要将我们的忧虑卸给神。
Second, he said, cast all your worries to God.
然后第三，他说要谨守警醒。
And thirdly, he said, be on the alert.
然后最后彼得说要用坚固的信心来抵挡他。
And then lastly, he said, resist him with firm faith.
所以这些都是抵挡魔鬼的方法。
So these are all methods we can use to resist the devil.
所以抵挡魔鬼，首先让我们来看要谦卑，彼此顺服。
So first off,To resist the devil, we must humble ourselves and submit to one another.
所以魔鬼会使用世界上的东西使到我们陷入他的诡计当中。
So the devil is going to use materials on earth to attract us to fall into his prey.
Or the things on earth that actually fall into his trap. 所以其中的一个就是骄傲。
So one of them is pride.
所以在约翰一书，约翰也这么说。
So in first John also said.
他说因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，比今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life,is not from the Father, but is from the world.
所以当一个人的心感到骄傲的时候，
So when a person has pride in his heart,
他就会受到魔鬼的试探，
He will be tempted by the devil,
而被魔鬼利用，
and be used by the devil,
然后使到他陷入这个陷阱里面，
for him to fall into his trap.
所以骄傲是魔鬼其中的一个手段。
So pride is one of the methods used by the devil.
所以也是魔鬼的用来试探基督徒的一个方法。
And it is a method by which he tempts Christians.
所以彼得在这边劝勉基督徒说，你们必须要谦卑，彼此顺服。
And so Peter is reminding the Christian, encouraging the Christian that you must be humble and submit to one another.
所以在这里他说，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人。也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。
You younger men likewise be subject to your elders, and all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time.
那么如果我们要抵挡魔鬼的话，
So if we are going to resist the devil,
我们必须，好像彼得说，我们必须谦卑，而且彼此顺服。
We must humble ourselves and submit to one another.
那么一个人不能谦卑，
If a person cannot be humble,
那么很自然的就会使到他成为一个骄傲的人。
Then naturally it will lead him to become a very proud person.
因为骄傲是神所不喜悦的。
Pride is something that God dislikes.
所以圣经很清楚地讲到，神阻挡那些骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
So the Bible clearly tells us that God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
所以当主耶稣出来传讲这个天国的福音的时候，
When Jesus began his ministry,
然后圣灵把他引到旷野里面去受魔鬼的试探。
The Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
所以魔鬼把耶稣带到山上去。
The devil led Jesus up to the hill.
那么将这个世界的荣华给耶稣看。
To show him all the glory of the world.
所以这里记载说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切赐给你。
And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me.
那么耶稣说，撒旦退去吧。
Then Jesus said to him, go, Satan.
所以在中文翻译本里面还说，撒旦就是抵挡的意思，乃是魔鬼的另外一个名字。
So actually in the translation, Satan means resist.
他说因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。
For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
所以在这里我们看到主耶稣被魔鬼试探。
And here we saw that Jesus was tempted by the devil.
他没有接受魔鬼这个荣华给他看的荣华。
He did not accept the glory shown to him by the devil.
然后反而他抵挡魔鬼的试探。
But he resisted the temptation from the devil.
如果我们看耶稣的生平的话，
If you look at the life story of Jesus,
我们发觉到耶稣是一生无忧。一生一无所有。
We can see that Jesus had, he owned nothing in his life.
然后他顺服神的旨意。
He submitted to the will of God.
然后专心地传扬天国的福音。
And he focused on spreading the gospel.
所以在腓立比书保罗也这么说。
And so in Philippians, Paul said,
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺，反倒虚己，取了如仆的形象。
Who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bond servant.
那么成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And being made in the likeness of man,Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
虽然主耶稣与神同等，
even though Jesus was equal with God,
但是他却没有夺取这个地位，
but he did not grasp this position.
反倒屈己，成为一个奴仆的形象。
But he emptied himself to the form of a bondservant.
圣经说最后死在十字架上。
And the Bible tells us he even died on the cross.
然后完成了神托付给他的使命。
And he accomplished the mission given to him by God.
那么虽然主耶稣自己是神，
even though Jesus himself was God,
圣经说他道成肉身，成为一个卑微的人。
He humbled himself and became a lowly man.
他存心的顺服神。
And he obeyed God's will.
那么到了一个地步，他死在十字架上。
To the point where he died on the cross.
那么主耶稣能够抵挡魔鬼的引诱。
Jesus was able to resist the temptation from devil.
原因就是因为他谦卑，他顺服。
The reason is because he humbled himself and he is obedient to God.
所以主耶稣是我们学习的最高榜样。
So Jesus is the highest level example for us.
所以神阻挡那些骄傲的人，赐恩给那些谦卑的人。
So God resists the proud but give grace to those who are humble.
那为什么神恨恶这些骄傲的人？
So why did God dislike or hate the proud.
那么骄傲跟魔鬼有什么关系？
What is the relationship between pride and the devil?
那么如果我们看圣经的话，这个魔鬼曾经是一个天使长。
So if we look at the Bible, the devil was actually once an archangel.
但是因为他想要高过神，
But because he wants to be higher than God,
高过那位创造天地万物的主宰，
Higher than the creator God.
那么而直到他陷入这个罪恶当中。
And that caused him to fall into sin.
因此这位骄傲的天使就变成魔鬼。
So this proud archangel became the devil.
而且成为神的敌对。
And became the enemy of God.
所以我们可以看到骄傲就是魔鬼的本性。
So we can see pride is the nature of the devil.
所以他就使用这个骄傲来使到人陷入他的陷阱里面。
So he used pride to lead us to fall into his trap.
所以当你觉得自己很有成就的时候。
So when you think of yourself as a greatly accomplished person.
所以必须要很小心。
Be careful.
要检讨自己
，examine yourself，
因为魔鬼会借助这个机会来攻击我们。
Because the devil will use this opportunity to attack us。
所以，当我们骄傲的时候，我们就会陷入魔鬼的陷阱里面。
When we are proud, we may fall into the devil's trap。
所以，彼得说，如果我们要抵挡魔鬼的话
，So if we're going to resist the devil。
我们必须要谦卑束腰，而且彼此的顺服。
We must use pride to become a belt and be careful and resist the devil.
所以，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给那些谦卑的人。
Because God resists the proud and He gives grace to the humble.
所以，保罗也在这个腓立比书第二章第三节这么说。
Paul also tells us in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3.
他说凡事不可结党不可贪图虚浮的荣耀只要存心谦卑个人看别人比自己强。
Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves.
所以谦卑是弟兄姐妹服侍神的一个很重要的一个条件。
So being humble is a very importantrequirement of brothers and sisters serving God.
所以抵挡魔鬼除了要谦卑。
So besides being humble in order to resist the devil.
然后彼得说第二要把我们的忧虑卸给神。
Secondly, Peter said, you must also cast your worries to God.
所以除了骄傲魔鬼会利用我们的忧虑来使我们陷入他的陷掉进他的陷阱里面。
So besides pride, the devil is also going to use worries to drag us into his temptation.
所以当时的信徒面对很大的迫害还有苦难。
The Christians at that time faces a lot of persecution and difficult situations.
所以因此带给他们很大的那种压力和困苦。
So it brings forth a lot of pressures and worries.
所以在这种情况之下他们感到忧虑。
So under these kind of circumstances, they were very worried.
所以魔鬼就借助这个机会来攻击他们。
And so the devil used this opportunity to attack them.
所以对他们说你的神已经离弃了你们。
So he'll tell them, your God has already forsaken you.
然后信神的人不应该受苦的。
Believers should not suffer.
所以当魔鬼撒旦试探这个叶伯的时候。
So when the devil tempted Job.
如果你们看圣经的话叶伯的妻子对他说。
So if we look at the Bible, the wife of Job told him.
他说你仍然持守你的纯正吗你弃掉神死了吧。
Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die.
所以在撒旦还没有试探叶伯之前。
So before Job was tempted by the devil.
然后撒旦就向神说。
Satan talked to God.
他说叶伯敬畏神岂是无故呢
?Does Job fear God for nothing?
你岂不是四面围上篱笆维护他和他的家必他一切所有的吗
?Have you not made a hedge about him and his house and all that he has?On every side,
他所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也是在地上增多。
You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land.
你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。
But put forth your hand now and touch all that he has; he will surely curse you to your face.
然后撒旦对神说。
And so the Satan tell God.
叶伯 敬畏你是因为你赐福给他。
Job fear you is because you have blessed him.
那么使到他这么富有。
So that he possessed a lot.
那么如果你把他的东西拿掉的话。
If you take away everything he had.
看他还会不会敬畏你。
See if he continue to fear you.
所以魔鬼最终的目的就是要我们离弃神。
So the ultimate reason for Satan is for us to forsake God.
啊，对，觉得神不可靠。
To feel that God is not trustworthy.
啊，这个就是他的手段。
That is his method.
所以当遇到苦难或者困啊这个困难的时候。
So when we face difficulty, when we face difficulty or persecution.
所以我们的心里面就感到忧虑。
We feel worried.
那么对神失去了这个信心。
We may lose faith of God.
然后以为神已经离弃了我们。
Thinking that God has left us.
那么但是彼得在第七节这么说。
But Peter tells us here in verse 7.
他说你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you.
所以这节经文说我们应当把我们的忧虑卸给神。
So in the scripture it says, cast all your anxiety on him.
我们应当把我们的忧虑交托给神。
We must give all of our worries to him.
当我们把我们忧虑交托给神的时候，这节经文说他必定顾念我们。
And as we cast all our worries to him, it says here, he cares for us.
所以当你忧虑的时候，你是否有把你的忧虑卸给神？
So when you're worried, did you ever cast your worry to him?
所以主耶稣在这边说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就必使你们得安息。
Our Lord Jesus said here, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
所以在登山宝训的时候，主耶稣教导门徒说，
In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught the disciples.
他说一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个，你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth.
可能这节经文搞错了六章二十节。其实真正的是打错了，应该是所以你们不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
So actually it was the wrong scripture. It should say,Do not be worried about tomorrow, because let tomorrow worry about itself. The difficulty for each day is enough.
所以保罗在腓立比书也这么说。
And Paul also said in the book of Philippians.
他说应当一无挂虑，凡要只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所出人意外的平安必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
所以当我们感到忧虑的时候，我们就对神失去了这个信心。
When we're worried, we will lose faith. We will lose faith of God.
而且会怀疑神的可靠。
You will also doubt his faithfulness.
所以在这个时候，魔鬼就会趁着机会来攻击我们。
And at this time, the devil will use this opportunity to attack us.
直到我们陷阱掉入他的陷阱里面。
And lead us into his trap.
这忧虑会使到一个基督徒应有的那种平安和喜乐，失去了那个应有的平安和喜乐。
So worry will let a Christian to lose the peace and happiness he ought to have.
然后忧虑也会使到一个基督徒失去这个侍奉神的那种效力。
And worry will also cause a Christian to lose the potential.Of serving God.
所以我们心里面有忧虑，是因为我们心里面有这个很重的担子。
When we have worries in our heart, it's because we have a heavy burden.
不愿意把它卸下来交托给神。
Yet unwilling to lift that burden off to God.
不愿意，因为我们不相信神。
We are not willing, it's because we don't trust God.
也不相信神在掌管。
We don't trust that He's sovereign.
所以不信在圣经里面是神所不喜悦的。
So, not having faith in God or disbelief.Is something that God dislikes.
所以当我们忧虑的时候，当我们不信的时候，魔鬼就趁着这个机会来攻击我们。
So when we worry or when we are in disbelief, then that's the opportunity for the devil to attack us.
所以抵挡魔鬼，彼得说第三，我们要谨守警醒。
So the third thing to resist the devil, Peter said, it is to be alert.
所以我在过去也曾经讲过这个魔鬼的真实和它的存在。
In the past, I've also preached on the reality of the devil and his work.
所以不要以为魔鬼不存在。
So don't think that the devil doesn't exist.
如果我们以为魔鬼不存在的话，我们就中了他的诡计。
If you think the devil doesn't exist, then you have fallen into his trap.
因为彼得说他到处游行，寻找那些可以吞噬的人。
Because the Bible tells us he is he's prowling around looking for people he can devour.
所以在这个腓立比书这个以弗所书。保罗也这么说。
So in Ephesians, Paul also said,
他说魔鬼是一个灵。
He said, the devil is a spirit.
因我们并不是以属血气的征战，乃是以那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的以及天宫属灵气的恶魔征战。
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers.Against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.
所以魔鬼这个名称在旧约圣经里面，它是称为撒旦。
In the Old Testament, devil was addressed as Satan.
在新约圣经里面，它称为魔鬼。
And in the New Testament, he is called the devil.
所以这个是希腊文对这个希伯来文的翻译。
So it is how the Greek translated the Hebrew.
撒旦这个名称有它的意思。
Satan, the word Satan has its own meaning.
所以撒旦的意思就是控告者。
Satan means the accuser.
所以在启示录12章有讲到这个魔鬼是我们的控告者。
So in Revelation, it talks about how the Satan is our accuser.
因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们的弟兄的已经被甩下去了。
For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, he who accuses them before our God day and night.
所以彼得在彼得前书第二章、第三章和第四章有提到非信徒对基督徒的控告。
And so Peter...In 1 Peter chapter 2, 3, and 4, talk about how the non-believers accuse the Christians.
但是魔鬼却是那在神面前昼夜控告基督徒的控告者。
And yet the devil is the accuser who accuses before God day and night.
所以魔鬼有很多手段。
So there are many methods that Satan used.
他不只会控告。
He not only accused,
圣经还说他会装作一个光明的天使一样。
The Bible also said that he can pretend to be a bright angel.
魔鬼的攻击会很直接而且很正面的。
The attack of devil can come right forefront.
所以彼得说互要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫狮子遍地游行，寻找那些可以吞噬的人。
And that's why Peter said, be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
那有人说魔鬼只是一个吼叫的一个很老的狮子。
Somebody said, well, actually, the devil is only like a roaring elderly lion.
把人吓跑。
He was just trying to frighten people.
那其实这节经文所说的狮子是一个年轻的狮子。
Actually, the lion mentioned here in this verse is a young, strong lion.
那么他在追赶这个被捕的一个动物。
He is chasing after his prey.
而发出这个吼叫的声音。
And he roar.
所以这个狮子不是一个老头子。
So this is not an old lion.
而是一个年轻的狮子，寻找那些可以吞吃的人。
But it is a young lion looking for his prey.
所以他要追赶我们，使到我们感到害怕。
He is going to chase after us, cause fear in our hearts.
所以不晓得你是否有时候在你生活里面感到很害怕。
I don't know if you have ever felt fear in your life.
或者你在黑暗的地方行走的时候感到害怕。
Or when you're walking in the dark, you feel the fear.
所以当我们感到害怕、惧怕的时候。
And when we are afraid, when we are in fear.
就会被魔鬼吞噬，成为一个受害者。
We will be devoured by the devil.
所以这节经文说，我们必须要谨守警醒。
So here it says, be of sober spirit and be alert.
然后第一就是谨守，第二要警醒。
So first of all, be of sober spirit. Second of all, be alert.
所以在这节经文之前，彼得已经两次提过要谨守警醒。
So before this verse, Peter has actually reminded us twice to be of sober spirit and be alert.
那如果我们看四福音书的时候
，When we look at the four Gospels,
然后主耶稣经常提醒门徒要谨守警醒。
Jesus, our Lord Jesus, reminded his disciples often to be of sober spirit and be alert.
我特别在克西马里亚园的时候，当耶稣要上十字架之前
，and especially in the Garden of Gethsemane before he went on the cross.
然后主耶稣教导门徒说：“你们要警醒谨守。”
Jesus taught his disciple be of sober spirit and be alert.
所以在新约圣经里面，经常提醒我们要谨守警醒。
And so in the New Testament, be of sober spirit and be alert.Is often mentioned.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章这么说。
Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
所以我们不要睡觉像别人一样。
So then let us not sleep as others do.
那么总要警醒警守。
But let us be alert and sober.
因为睡日的人是在夜间睡，醉日的人是在夜间醉。
For those who sleep do their sleeping at night, and those who get drunk,Get drunk at night.
但我们既然属乎白昼，就应当谨守。
But since we are of the day, let us be sober.
然后把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
Having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation.
那么圣经对这个末世的教导有两点。
The Bible taught us two things about the end times.
那么在这个末世的时代，第一就是破坏和敌对基督徒的事情会越来越多。
First off, persecution and things that resist Christianity will increase.
那么第二点就是魔鬼的活动会越来越多。
And secondly, the activity of the devil is going to also increase.
因此圣经告诉我们说必须要谨守警醒，不要做一个沉睡的人。
And so the Bible taught us be sober and be alert so that we will not fall into his trap.
怎么样抵挡魔鬼？
So how do we resist the devil?
所以第一点就是要谦卑，彼此顺服。
First off, be humble and submit to one another.
那么第二呢，就是将我们的生活的忧虑卸给神。
Secondly, cast your worries to God.
第三就是要谨守跟警醒。
Thirdly, be sober in spirit and be alert.
那么第四点就是要以坚固的信心来抵挡他。
And fourthly, resist him with strong, firm faith.
所以彼得说你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
So Peter said, but resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world.
那保罗在以弗所书第六章谈到这个一系列的这个属灵武器用来抵挡魔鬼。
Paul, in Ephesians chapter 6, talk about a list of armors Christians can use to resist the devil.
那么这些武器，保罗说，我们的真理的，这个真理的束腰带。
So these, weapons include
the
belt of truth.
公义的复心镜。
The breastplate of righteousness.
平安福音的鞋子。
The gospel of peace as shoes.
那么信德的藤牌。
The faith, the shield of faith.
救恩的头盔。
The helmet of salvation.
圣灵的宝剑，也就是神的话语。
And the sword of the Holy Spirit, which is the word of God.
和祷告。
And prayer.
所以在这七种属灵武器，这个武器当中。
And, among the seven weapons, the spiritual weapons.
我信德的藤牌跟彼得在这边讲的信是同样的。
The breastplate, the shield of faith is actually the same faith talked about by Peter here.
那么信在基督徒的生命里面占了一个很重要的一个地位。
Faith is a very important part of a Christian life.
所以希伯来书第十一章第六节这么说。
So in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 it says,
他说人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
And without faith, it is impossible to please him.
如果我们要得到神的喜悦，我们必须要信靠他。
If we are to please God, we must have faith in him.
那么当我们对神失去信心的时候，很自然的就相信自己。
And as we lost faith in God, then naturally we're going to have faith in ourselves.
以自己的意思来行事。
And to do things according to our own will.
所以因此我们就不能够谦卑在神的面前。
And therefore we will not be able to humble ourselves before God.
而成为魔鬼攻击的对象。
And become the, and become the object of devil's, temptation.
所以在这个旧约圣经里面，历代志上二十一章记载了这个大卫王数点以色列人的事情。
And in the Old Testament, in 1 Chronicles chapter 21, recorded, the counting of the Israelites by King David.
那么请注意这件事情的发生，它的背景。
So please focus on the background of how this come to, of this incident.
撒旦的名出现在这里。
So the name Satan appeared here.
那么撒旦起来攻击以色列人，激动大卫数点他们。
Then Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel.
那么因此大卫王就吩咐他的将军耶亚，还有他民中的领袖去数点以色列人。
And so, King David ordered his general and the leaders in the Israelites to number the Israelites.
那么数点之后就把这个数目告诉大卫王。
And so afterward they gave King David the number.
所以在历代志上二十一章第五节这么说。
So in 1 Chronicles chapter 21 verse 5 it says,
他说以色列人拿刀的有110万。
And all Israel were1,100,000.
总之是很多。
In another words, many, many.
这里要告诉我们是很多很强大一个军队。
It's a very strong and, numerous, army.
犹大人拿刀的有47万。
And Judah was 470,000 men who drew the sword.
然后在第七节这么说。
And then in verse 7 it says,
神不喜悦这数点百姓的事，便降灾给以色列人。
God was displeased with this thing, so he struck Israel.
那我们可能会问数点有什么问题。
So we may ask, what is wrong with counting the Israelites?
Yeah, 有什么不对?
Where did it come, why is it wrong?
不对就是以色列人相信自己。
The wrong comes from the Israelites believing in themselves.
所以当他们感到自己的军队这么强大的时候
So as they felt that they have such a big army,
他们就对神失去这个信心
Then they lost faith in God.
对神的信靠
And their trust in God.
那同样的当我们相信自己的时候
And similarly, when we have faith in ourselves,
而对神失去这个信心的时候
And lost faith in God,
我们就掉进魔鬼的陷阱里面
Then we fall into the devil's trap.
所以主耶稣对门徒最大的责备就是不信
The biggest scolding that Jesus gave his disciples is in their disbelief.
Or the biggest rebuke that Jesus has for his disciples is unbelief. 所以主耶稣在马太福音第六章第三十节这么说。
So in Matthew 6:30 he said,
你们这些小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
But if God so clothes the grass of the field,which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into this furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith?
希伯来书十一章这么说。
And in Hebrews chapter 11 it says,
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God, to please him.
所以你们要用坚固的信心来抵挡他。
So be, but resist him.Firm in your faith.
因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行寻找那些可以吞噬的人。
Because your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
所以如果你以为魔鬼不存在你就错了。
So if you think the devil is not real, then you're wrong.
他到处的游行寻找那些可以吞噬的人。
He is prowling around looking for someone to devour.
所以我们要抵挡他。
So we must resist him.
那第一就是要谦卑束腰彼此的顺服。
First off, be humble and submit to one another.
不要经常忧虑如果忧虑的话把我们的忧虑卸给神。
Do not worry, and if you have worry, cast them to God.
然后第三就是要经常谨守自守。
Thirdly is to be sober in spirit and be alert.
那么最后就是以坚固的信心来抵挡他。
And lastly, be firm in your faith to resist the devil.
让我们用一点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let us use a little bit of time to meditate on the message today.
让我们在这个时候来审查我们的生命。
Let us examine our lives.
我们是否是一个骄傲的人？
Are we a proud person?
或者我们是一个，也是一个，经常忧虑的人？
Or are we a worried person?
当我们处在这种境况之下，也是魔鬼攻击我们的时候。
And as we stay in this situation, it is the time when the devil will attack us.
魔鬼的存在是非常真实的。
The existence of the devil is very real.
他到处游行，好像一个吼叫的狮子，寻找那些可以吞噬的人。
He prowls around.Looking for those who he can devour.
那如果你不小心的话
And if you're not careful,
就中了他的诡计
You will fall into his trap.
那么圣经警告我们要在我们生活里面经常的谨守和警醒
And the Bible also warns us that we ought to be in sober spirit and be alert all the time.
啊，不要做一个沉睡者。
Don't be a sleepy person.
亲爱的父神，求你怜悯我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please have mercy on us.
怜悯我们的不幸。
Please forgive us of our unbelief.
坚固我们的信心，让我们更加的信靠你。
Strengthen our faith so that we can have faith in you.
以致我们能够抵挡魔鬼的攻击。
So that we can resist the attack of the devil.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
求主你也保护我们。
Please also protect us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.